They were called magi, astrologers, wise men. Their journey began in the Arabian desert at the first sighting of a new star. They were no doubt curious at first, and yet wise enough to know a heavenly summons when they saw it. The star in the sky seemed to move, seemed to beckon them to follow, and they did follow. They followed the star that they were sure would lead them to a newborn king. Was it faith or madness? Perhaps those they met along their journey also asked this question.
Welcome, welcome. And what can I sell you today?
I'm here for my usual. A box of frankincense, please.
Sorry, I'm all out of frankincense today. All out.
Well, how can that be? I'm going to worship on Sabbath, and I need the incense as part of my offering.
I told you, no frankincense, and before you ask, I have no myrrh either.
But please.
There were some men here early this morning. They bought every particle of frankincense and myrrh I had.
Why would they do that?
They said it was a gift for a king.
Oh?
Yes, an infant king, the king of the Jews.
Well, I've heard of no king being born to my people in these parts. Well, where did this happen?
I asked them that.
And?
They said they did not know.
What?
These men looked to be learned men, and yet they said they had come from the east and were following a star that would lead them to this king. But they were not sure where that might be.
That's crazy.
Isn't it, though?
These magi were not Jews themselves, not born into nor educated in the teachings of God's word. And so their journey took more faith than all the patriarchs and prophets who ever lived. For they trusted the God they hardly knew to open their eyes.
Be thou my vision, O Lord of my heart. God be all else to me, save that thou art. Thou my best God, by day or by night. Waking or sleeping, thy presence my
Theirs was a pilgrimage, a journey to a holy place. And they knew that at the end there would be a time for worship. And so they wanted to approach the King of Kings fully prepared.
Oh, Jacob, where have you been?
I've been doing what Papa told me to do, Hannah, helping our guests with their horses.
You know that there is more to running an inn than taking care of horses. The owners of those horses, the men staying here, are hungry, and Mom needs all of us to help prepare their food.
Tell Mama I'll be there soon.
All right, but you better hurry.
I will. Hannah.
Yes?
Can you keep a secret?
Of course.
One of those servants traveling with the men asked me to help unload the bags. He told me that the bags contained valuable cargo, so I should be careful.
Did you ask what was in the bags?
No, that would have been rude.
Well, I guess it would have.
But I did ask the servant if the men were merchants and if they were carrying their wares to market.
And?
He told me that they were all magi. You know, experts on stars.
So?
So, the servant told me that the magi were studying that star, the one we've been seeing in the sky every night.
And what does that have to do with what's in their bags?
All the servant would say is that those bags were filled with gifts for a child that the star would lead them to.
A child?
Yes. And Hannah, this is the secret. I have a confession. The bags were very heavy and, well, I couldn't resist looking inside one of them.
Jacob!
I know I shouldn't have, but Hannah, the thing is, the bag was filled with gold.
Gold?
Shh!
Sorry. What kind of a gift is that for a child?
What kind of child is it who would deserve such a gift?
Greet with anthems sweet, what shall
Finally, the star led the Magi to the province of Judea, to Jerusalem. They must have thought, of course it makes perfect sense that the King of the Jews would be born in the holy city, the center of their faith. Following international protocol, the Magi first asked for an audience with Herod, the Rome-appointed ruler of the region. Herod was quite troubled to hear of the possibility that another king had been born, one that would surely rival his own rule. And so he asked his Jewish scholars what the prophets had to say about the birthplace of this king. The chief priests and the teachers went back to the writings of Micah, who had named the town where the Messiah would be born. And it was not a bustling city like their own, but a small, unassuming village 5 miles to their south. The discovery that Christ had been born in Bethlehem was not a new one. Months before, a band of shepherds had already been summoned there to a stable in the town. There, they had found the king, worshipped him, and then told everyone they saw where he was.
Remember, they called us crazy too.
Yes, they did. I guess our story about being visited by an army of angels is a bit far-fetched.
But totally true.
Oh, yes. Maybe now our skeptics will believe that Jesus is really the Messiah.
Why do you think that they will believe the Magi when they wouldn't believe us?
Because they aren't common shepherds like us. They're wise.
But Gentile.
True.
Strange that God would send signs to two unlikely groups of men. The poor and lowly, and the high and mighty.
And what about the signs themselves?
Yes, angels and stars.
Just one star, remember? One star.
One star. That's all the Magi had to go on. One star, and a calling from God Himself to follow His leadership. And they were almost there. Just 5 more miles. They must have been too excited to speak. And in their silence, we might imagine that they could hear God speak to them yet again. Worship. What is it exactly? The gifts the Magi brought were not necessarily their acts of worship. The gold, frankincense, and myrrh could have been merely offerings of goodwill, which was a tradition in Eastern cultures of that day. But the Magi worshiped when they bowed down, when they laid themselves before the child Jesus. That is true worship. Giving ourselves to the King of Kings.
Down before you, all my hope.
God did not just lead these magi to that point and leave them. He continued to guide them, even telling them in a dream which way they should return home. And so He guides us, His children, now, not with a star, but by His Spirit, which sometimes leads us to places no one else understands. So, like the magi, listen to God calling. Watch for God's leadership. Trust in His wisdom, all the while offering yourselves totally to Him.